Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Smoke Rules Radio. This is Rocky. Freestyle, maybe for like 30 seconds. And then, philosophize, drink some chili. And just take a little beer and ask a question.
More money than the price in the war three. More than
opinion once. Got 10 million, got 10 billion. Not their first language. and they just laugh at whatever you're saying. Because you can hear them listening. Is that, think that's possible? How can you say it's not possible? It's impossible to say it's not possible to hear someone listening. Because there's like this feedback in the universe. Like if you go and do things, you know, there's a feedback. Everything you do, there's a reaction. And when it's like it directly affects something, the universe probably bumps the reaction onto you. So if you affect someone that's listening to you from afar, they see their energy back to you. But in order to affect them, they affect you. When you go ask a performer about the high level they're on stage, feeling of people listening and paying attention, even remote performers, like my remote. The universe is wide. Not. And so that's the most coolest thing is on the remote broadcast. I feel that I've said things sometimes, but then with a laugh, I feel an emotion come back to me for the response. Not within a lag in myself. We're talking about the wardrobe malfunction, my friend. We got a few seconds to make sure the things are comfortable before, like, things go collaborative. So whatever I say is lagged by about 6 seconds to the universe. But that is not saying the energy received from the future listeners that this time somehow affects me as I speak today. That's difficult. Like, how do you wait that one? You know, Mark Twain. Let's write a book. I think I could read a few books on this book. You didn't go around like making millions on this book. School system picked it up. You stole it. All that money off me and publish it, or whoever ended up with it, right? But did the universe in the future inspire to help them write it really well? Of life and I mean, it's serious words. Yeah, I'll put it to you. You really don't see what I put it together. Like, man, yo. So, why do you think the dude cut his ear? It's really like, you can hear too much. You say it's for this or that, but literally, if you're in love with someone, don't disfigure yourself for them. That's not part of the game. Man, Joe had that back. He was good back. You know, I think you want to make a figure. You need to do health and exercise. 43A, third quarter. It's all about, like, that's my challenge. I'm taking a homeless man. Hey, what's with the challenge? Oh, you go film kicking a homeless man. Oh, yeah, that's original. That's a long time before. Find a real challenge. Hold your hands in there. No. Every day, at least once. Yeah, you just don't know. We are formed to revolution. Our forefathers and foremothers have held their arms in the air. Like, I'm not really going to do it now. Because I was a kid. You know, I'm not saying, like, every day. 50 times a day. I'm saying, like, you know, at least once. Get up. Get your lazy butt up out of bed. Go for a little walk. Cherish some things. Hold your hands in the air. Command.
Get your gear, but you should have watched.
chance to get a suck. Because if people smoke a lot of those stomach hurts, much. freaking much. Like, I got my I'm living with my buddies. We're in Albuquerque. I'm out near Battleship Road near the, like, the police station in Santa Cruz. And I'll park now. There's a lot of, you know, there's parking to be out there. And so I've gone through a lot of cancer stuff in my mouth. And I've gone through issues with sick kids and also mouth issues. So I'm like, all these great sick checks and kind of chimpio. So I kept putting all these drops. And the thing is, I squeezed the bottle too hard and it popped the top off. All this stuff in my mouth, I was drinking. I'm on the bus, I know exactly where I was in Santa Cruz, taking left at Walgreens, CVS, near the corner area on the way to the bar. Pushing it around in my mouth, I get fucking nothing. Life gives nothing, I'm saying 3 to 4 hours. It's like a mitosis couldn't happen anymore, Tom. It's crazy. It's like my mouth released all the dead or the older cells that are inside my mouth. And it's like a feeling, too, you know? It's kind of like, you know, big flower soup. It's like, oh, look at that. It's like a little leftover skin from my mouth. Then he decides, oh, my God, it's so bad. And so what I do, I go to 7-Eleven. Oh, man, I need some ice. I'm in a Winnebago, right? I don't have easy access to a lot of ice. Okay. And it's like when you're in pain, it's like a lot of things in the world disregard, are not priorities. You're in a hurry to do something. You want to leave that. And so I don't know if I thought it was something had a cup or whatever. But I was great at everything. Of why my mouth is dry. But he's like, yeah, I really spice. Aw, man, I really spice. Thank you. right in there. Instead of like spending extract. Like, if you really the evidence, cattle prods, all that other stuff.
You gotta get up.
Like,
to get down.
This is the most humane way to do it. It kills the mouse. Okay. Kills the bacteria.
It
drives
down.
The person so much discomfort.
To get down.
It's really not right. You can't control them.
To get down.
No. You can't just like, all right, I'm gonna turn off the electricity. Like, no. So obviously, it wore off while I was in the holding cell. I was like, are
Come
you
on.
Better now? Yeah.
Come on.
I'm better now.
Come on.
I can explain myself better.
Come on.
They can scratch their head a little. And like, this is a first. And this goes on your permanent record. Your permanent record. It wasn't me driving without a license or insurance or registration. That's you. What'd they get you for? Those one time in a car. Only once. Out of so many nights of my life.
Come on.
His sound system. Got in trouble for that. But I just set up a new program. On wheels. Not river proof, but little tiny stream system. Definitely having some fun here. But yeah, thank you for joining me on that story. Oh my god, that was a story. That was some sidetrack. I am sober now because I did that story. Like, literally, I went through everything just now. I'm like, I am surprised to be sober. Nothing. It was like saying, I need to drink more alcohol. Because that was a very, very wild event. Like, when you go back to the events in your life, you're like cutting your hand on a fan that's on the TV. It's really very loud. You know, you remember these. Same Puerto Viejo in Costa Rica on the Caribbean side. Yelling at a pit bull to get a sloth out of its mouth, and the pit bull going, oh, and then let go the sloth, and then turning stepping on total different area code. Like, really, during action trips, city travelers. But see, the world is so different. It's like we're understanding things around us.
Go, 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 go.
because point where we realize we need to get around to those stories. You know what we're doing is okay. And I'll tell you,
God, does he change the path? You know,
as you read something,
the primeness.
Thank you. Say 300,000 years ago, there was one mitochondrial human mother. But there wasn't. Only one has survived. And then seven. Okay, wow, okay, wow. Did you guys like that track? I hope you really, really liked that. That was like Little John from Santa Cruz with the Moon Tribe Rain Dance at Nevada City, like pre-pandas attacking and such. Okay. You know, if you drink a little, okay, 18% of my battery on my phone. Okay. I'm just like, let's just do this show with us on the road. And I don't have any of the equipment with me. So, but I do, I mean, now I could see if, oh, there's someone on 408 called in. All right. You got your hand up. Give me a second. I will really try to be able to hear you. The waves around me are really loud right now. So, give me a second there, 408. Hold on a second. Hi, this is Jason with Brodsky Smoke Rules Radio. Are you out there? Or you're just listening? That's super awesome. I really appreciate you listening. You're probably like, I gotta go cook some crepes real quick and are flipping them. I'm trying to look at the phone as the waves rise right here. And I'm gonna put the hour track back on. Here we go. Little John, Nevada. Bam. All right. For away, I hope you're doing really wonderful out there. I can keep it going. All right, here you go. Oh. phone, I've cut down on my phone. I just don't have enough view right now. My salt has been really good. But be careful, beware the pink salt. The lead. Oh, there's so much lead in pink salt. Oh, man, like, I was eating so much of the salt mixed with human. I was wondering why I was going through these weird moods. Like, when my feet were peeling, and so I stopped for a few days, like, oh, not intentionally, but I noticed, like, wow, this helped with pink salt, so I started research what's in it, and there's, like, out of a bag of 100 grams, you got a quarter gram of lead.
You're gonna get it.
think they're really creative. They got to take movie ideas to figure out how to harm people. Like, we have movies. You say that the evil people are saying there's like the useless leaders out there. They that want to limit us. They don't have any ideas. They're just not as creative. Whatever they can. You know, see, Joe's goal is making a painting of anything. He looks like having a music career, going to stars, and Joe is no love. What are you going to do with your world? Are you going to let other people take the ability for you to love? Are they
fries. I trust French fries so much that I was nervous. So many different varieties of potatoes, so well. Like, you didn't think a potato was so versatile. It's so wild. Potatoes are like in every culture, every flavor. Get it? Like, I'll end up eating like corned beef and hash with potatoes again in my life. Because of potatoes. I don't want to eat an animal. Animals are living. I'm not here to interfere with another animal. I'm here to hurt another creature. You only get to hurt myself. You know, there's nobody else. Let me just hurt myself. It's me, Florida. It's me, Florida. Me and my Florida is my Florida. Florida, me and my Jackson, customer staff, and other microorganisms within myself is me. And my body and my story. I don't want to be a 10-meter astrophilic anything. I got me and my me. Stop thinking about that. The way to tell the skinny people how to gain weight and the fat people how to lose weight. Flaco, flaco. Gordo, gordo. You know? Some people are just saying to worry about someone else's diet. But it's just like your motherly, you know? Your motherly, the grandmotherly. You gotta put on some work. I don't eat fish. I don't eat animals. They're alive. They're living. They have the highest serious shipment for a month. We'll be right back. defending what? Sovereignty, independence? Are we defending Rhode Island? This is independence from the United States. Saying your mainland cannot tax me. Rhode Island, independent, not of control by whatever acronym party you want to put down.
Fighting for.
Oh, I love Chinese food. justice, human rights, where people cannot harm another human on the planet again. You think it's okay? You're gonna watch the computers with the drones follow you around your whole life. Make sure you do not harm another human. Step on his foot, you lose joy. Yeah, this is good. God's keeping the joy. All the murder of God's effort to get right here. All the murder. I want to live in this world with same people as
genetic markers
not a lawyer. I'll be a little anxious to live with lectures. Have property or holdings in Russia?
Couldn't go deeper into it.
Putting your fist in the air.
But just the money involved.
Something on a real old school
tip. All the different possible plans.
Oh, yeah. You know, all I can say is that awesome.
We need it.
God made the fucking.
And lie to the world. And
yeah,
Russia benefited.
That's what I'm screaming.
Too. They were not against.
You know, we gotta get together.
Concocting the
neighborhood.
And showing out plainly that they're all dying of that now, though. Why? Well, the Russians,
you know, it's time,
didn't have quite the same ratio of human life.
Oh, shut up.
Coming up.
You know,
they lost a lot more.
Some way. As my man Visual would say.
A lot more. No, you're not. There's no gravity there.
Before you get loose,
you're
going
to have a whole bunch of sickly, sickle people.
You know, God made me funky.
How's that? Well, how are you going to have the same gravity that Earth has, that we evolved around, that all our body functions work on this gravity? We're not going to Mars.
You know,
sick people are dying on Mars. You know, it's time to hey, touch down, go. No, the moon has no gravity.
I'll say it again.
You don't have the bone marrow density. And if you don't take steroid mouse drugs,
and I'm glad he blessed me
that makes you just so buff. Makes like Arnold Schwarzenegger look like an elderly man. You know. You got like, you take these drugs and human trial.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be.
Oh, man. You don't want to know the kind of steroids they made that'll
like
help humans survive out of space. What is this like?
It.
It's so horrible.
You can't
there's ants, all your muscles and all your bone structure.
You know,
beyond what we're using.
You know.
And, you know,
like
those kind of humans. I'm pretty sure it wasn't genetically modified. I think it was a drug they were giving them. Maybe it was genetically modified. Not perfect. Hold on, well, we make a special creature that is not human, but resembles human. So do outer space. Like, do you like gold?
You know, God made me funky.
Do you like precious metal? Like, how much metal is harvested on planet Earth? Like, literally, in space, between us and Jupiter. Oh, I wish I had an article to show you. There's been estimated there's more metal in space to be harvested than all of human civilization is harvested off Earth. In mines or whatever. It's like people, metal is like India. You know? It's just so easy to get to. In outer space, it's right there floating, ready to be picked up. You know the moon? I think a 1/48 of the moon, and I don't know. I don't know, I'm shooting that number out there, but there's a giant chunk of metal in the northern hemisphere. It's like the giantest chunk of metal that you could ever imagine. It's up there. Who else is there? help not irradiate the passengers. You got to be able to use the metal found in space and the like moon dust. That's pretty much like the first bird from a long time ago, supposedly. I really, really, really appreciate you listening tonight. I don't know how long I'll be here, but it won't be thousands of years. That's, I'm pretty sure. I mean, like, they've got those things you can grow, somewhere you can, you know, grab someone's skin cells, convert it to stem cell, and start growing them as an embryo now. They're doing it for mice. I mean, mice, they got the priority on everything. Like, if you didn't watch Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and you're like trying to figure out why are mice so important, well, they're not doing experiments on the mice. They're doing experiments for the mice. Quite a beautiful world, I tell you. I tell you. And the world respects us. It respects us a lot. More than we want to think. Because the world isn't just like, hey, everything's perfect. It's just like, hey, figure out your perfectness and fit within the grand scheme of everything. We'll try to make it so you can survive your existence You know, we're highly evolved to survive the lifespan of a human. And the lifespans are increasing. Well, at least they were, but you know. The world... I can't cry for every stupid thing a human has done to another human. Every mean, cruel thing. But it's just like, man, if I could have an ocean of tears to help reverse all that, that would be so cool. Like, hey, let's undo all those horrible things, and let's do them in a good way. Let's do things in a way that people could live out their world and be part of the human rights existence. It's a movement. Human rights existence. And every human is entitled to its rights of existence. And that's what the new world is. Not some order. It's the human rights existence. But yet to get there, it's so many monarchies, so many dynasties, so many groups that are just in control of everything that decide we get to choose what human rights are, and we're like, no, you don't. Your definition is messed up. I'm sorry. You know, we got to all die to try to undo all the... Like, how many Ungers are there? A lot more people are going to die freeing the Ungers than there are Ungers. But it's the fact that we are freeing them. So, oh, you soothsayer, man. I don't want to be locked up with that stuff. Just everyone, be out there, be safe, be good, be heartfelt, and I love you so much.